Hey there, welcome to the High Five Podcast. Each week the hosts Caleb and Jay dive into their five favorite things across an ever-changing landscape of topics. Every episode they share, debate, and sometimes even agree on their top picks, from the profound to the profoundly absurd. Sometimes they even have a guest to give them a fresh perspective, whether they take it seriously or just for the laughs. You're in for a treat, so grab your headphones and let's get started on this week's High Five.
All right. This is exciting. I don't know. Your top five.
I don't know. I know. I kind of like it. It'll be interesting to see what the overlap is, if there is any.
I think there will be.
Yeah.
I know a little bit. I know a little bit about you, Caleb Zocco.
Just a tiny bit. Yeah.
I've gone to Disney World with you.
I like put my list together of the five, and then I went through and I just Googled, you know, what are Pixar movies, just thinking, did I miss anything? And I went through and I was like, oh crap, I missed this one. I missed this one. Changed everything for me.
So how you been? You see my shirt?
Mr. Brightside. I like that. They didn't have it in my size, but I was going to buy, they had a, instead of the Michigan versus everybody, they had a Michigan beat everybody shirt. So I'm going to have to get that.
Love it. Yeah. That's awesome.
That's my plan. Was that Dick's? So.
Yeah. Nice. I'll have to look for that. I've already got one shirt coming.
Is it a national championship one? Or?
Yeah. It's the one that, you know, the commercial that came on right afterwards.
I don't remember seeing the commercial on right afterwards.
There was a commercial that came on. Maybe it wasn't the commercial. Maybe it was just like on Instagram or Facebook or something.
Got it.
Maybe I just saw it online on my phone.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I'd been telling everybody I wasn't going to get the Big Ten championship shirt and the Rose Bowl championship shirt. I wanted the national championship. I want the natty.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got it, baby.
Nice. Yeah, no, how are things with you guys? Or with you?
Pretty good. Vivian had her audition for Aladdin yesterday, nice. So she's pumped about that. We've been watching Aladdin in all of its forms.
Okay.
And listening to its soundtrack and all that kind of stuff. So,
did she try out for particular parts, or how does that work?
She wants to get Iago, because Iago is actually a person in this play, apparently.
Okay.
Or this musical. But she also sang A Whole New World as part of the audition. She's a fifth grader, and the theater group goes up to eighth grade.
Okay.
So chances are she won't get, like, you know, Ariel, or not Ariel.
It's like, that's the wrong movie, man.
Jasmine, sorry.
She could Aladdin, get Ariel. You never know.
It's because, I mean, this could be a spoiler alert. Maybe I should save it, but Aladdin ranks very highly in my Disney movie rankings.
Okay.
Which,
now, when you say Aladdin, I'm assuming you mean cartoon version, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I assumed.
Even though the live action, have you seen the live action?
I haven't seen the live action yet.
The live action version with Will Smith is pretty solid.
Yeah.
It pays good homage to the original and to Robin Williams and all the other characters. It's casted pretty dang well.
Yeah.
And I liked it. I don't think it got very good reviews, but I think it got decent reviews. But nothing like the original, though. I mean, the original was just...
was good.
Was the bee's knees.
Yep. Yep.
As they say.
As the young whippersnappers say, right?
So yeah, what's been going on with you guys?
Not a lot. Tori's sick right now, so I was gonna maybe have her hop on this episode, but her voice,
oh yeah, I was thinking
her voice is
that.
Gone. So and Jameson just said, I want to be on it sometime too, and I said, we'll figure it out, bud, don't worry. So
yeah,
we'll he actually goes
weekends,
he goes, I want to start my own. I said, okay, we can talk about that. So
yeah,
yeah, nothing else. Everything else is, I mean, other than the bunch of snow days and all the crazy weather, it's pretty normal. So
yeah, cool. Well, should we get into this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Do you want to introduce it?
Yeah. Do you want me to do like an official introduction?
Welcome. Oh yeah, we probably want to say want to welcome people.
Have you heard more from Trevor at all about the song?
I have not. Well, okay. Yeah, I heard back that he had listened to it and he had his own input, but I think I had told you that because he had like a top five of one of our categories. I can't remember which one it was. What was the last?
Last week was top albums.
I think it was top five podcasts. Yeah, because that was the one I sent to him. That was okay. The first one. So he had his own input on what his top five podcasts were, okay. Which was fun to chat with him about.
But he doesn't have the music or anything.
I have not heard from him yet. Okay. So I would assume he's probably getting pretty close to having something for us to at least hear.
Okay.
And I think from memory, I think it was just that. I don't think he had to master it or anything. I think he just sent me an MP3 of a few different files and said, let her rip, go play with it, you know, sort of thing.
Cool.
So, cool. Okay. So, yeah, well, welcome to the High Five, the podcast where we talk about our five favorite items in a chosen topic. And this week, joining me, as always, is Caleb.
Yep.
And I'm here. Jay.
Hi, Jay.
So this week is Caleb's turn to choose the topic. And what did you choose, Caleb?
Yeah, so for this week, we're going to be discussing our top five Pixar movies, which I love Pixar. They make some of the best best shows for kids and adults for sure.
Yeah. Yep. They're all, and they all seem to be, you know, bangers too, especially, you know, early on. They've had some, in my opinion, some movies that haven't been quite as good, but I feel like it's more of like a scarcity thing or a, you know, supply and demand sort of thing. You know, I think they started just making more and more movies. This is just strictly, you know, I don't even know the stats on this, but it feels like, you know, when they were first putting out like the Toy Stories and
sure, it took a lot longer, I'm sure.
Yeah, because they were still developing a studio and developing a process to make these movies. But, you know, once they got the infrastructure in place, it's probably much easier to churn out a movie every year, probably, right? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure everything is, you know, the fact that they have the infrastructure from the fact that technology's advanced. You know, it's a lot easier to create that than it was 20 years ago, 25 years ago when they started. So
Yeah. So, well, cool. since you chose, how do we do this?
So
I can't remember.
Do you have any honorable mentions, or are you going right
to
top five?
I do. Let me see.
Let's start there.
One, two, three, four, five.
So I just had three honorables that I was going to throw out, but if you got more.
I do not have three, so you go ahead with yours.
Okay, and this isn't necessarily...
I got to number these because otherwise I'm going to get confused.
And this isn't necessarily in a particular order, but these were just three that I really like but didn't quite break the top five.
Uh-huh.
Inside Out, which I know.
Ooh.
Didn't make my top five. I know. It was tough. I'm also excited for Inside Out 2, so that'll be fun.
Yep.
Toy Story 4, which is my favorite Toy Story. So that gives you a hint at my other top five that there's no other Toy Story. And then Onward.
Okay.
Onward is up there. I really liked Onward. All right.
So I did number mine in order. And my number seven, I have two honorable mentions. Okay. My number seven is Onward.
Mm.
I love that movie. Actually, I think we saw that. I think that might have been the last movie we Katie could probably fact check me on this. I think it Onward might have been one of the either the last or second to last movie we saw before COVID shut down.
Okay.
I think we saw it in the theater.
I thought Onward was post-COVID. I thought it was like 2000.
It might have been the first one after then. I remember something significant
or
about
like, or actually, that. You know what? Now that I think about it, maybe it came out like right as it was starting. Because I think it came out in 2020.
Yeah, I think so. But I'm not sure. But I remember it being significant.
Yeah, it came out in 2020.
Yep. So that was, I think that's what it was. It was the last movie we saw in the theaters.
Okay.
So. And my number six. So this, I'm sensing that you have ranked yours differently, and I thought this might happen, and it's totally fine, I think.
Okay.
But I have grouped my rankings by IP. So I've grouped all of Finding Nemo.
Oh, so you did it by genre or by what's the word I'm looking for?
IP? I don't know.
Sure. There you go. The franchise, whatever you want to call it.
By the franchise, yep. So I've grouped Finding Nemo together with Finding Dory.
Yep.
The sequel.
Got it.
So, yeah, that's my number six. Those are my two honorable mentions.
See, and I thought, I was wondering if we, I didn't do that, but I thought about it because Toy Story as a franchise would be up there because all three are really good. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, but I think it's fine. Yeah. I think we'll still have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, for sure.
And I like how, I think I like the possibility of interpreting things differently.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because all of my top five are all singular movies where they don't have sequels or prequels or anything like that.
Mm. Mm. Okay. Interesting.
So there you go.
All right.
Okay, you got to go. Your number five.
Number five for me?
Yep.
Inside Out.
Nice.
Okay. Follows the emotional turmoil of a young girl named Riley as she navigates major life changes. The film cleverly personifies her emotions as characters, joy, sadness, anger, fear, and disgust, who must work together to help Riley adjust, emphasizing the importance of embracing all emotions. 2015.
Nice.
Yep. Yeah, this was one of the first movies. I can't remember if it was not the first movie that Vivian saw in theater, but she was still pretty, I mean, she was 3 years old when this came out. So, so at this point in my parenthood, I was still pretty high on the, is it cortisol? What's the chemical in your brain that gets elevated when you become a father? Science Mike told me about this.
I don't know.
So there's some chemical that elevates.
Cortisol does not seem right to me, but
I regret it as soon as I said it. But it's one of those. Something elevates when you become a father, and I remember watching this movie and just like bawling the whole movie.
Sure. Yeah.
Because I was a father. So yeah, that's my number five.
Yeah, I would definitely say a lot of my change, like movie preferences and listings, has changed since becoming a parent, for sure.
Yeah. Yep.
Do you have a favorite of the emotions?
Joy.
Is it joy? Okay.
Yeah. I feel like I'm not like a chipper, you know, super joyful person, but that resonates with me. It makes me feel happy.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. What about you?
Has nothing to do with like who I am, but for I love sadness, just the like the way yeah. she is, and just the
yeah, oh. and that's what's her name from The Office too.
Yeah,
right?
Phyllis.
So that yeah, that's Phyllis. So yeah, she's awesome. I do love that.
I just thought she did a really good job playing sadness, because I think you could go over the top playing sadness, yeah. you know, like everything's. Yeah. But I felt like she did a pretty good portrayal of what I would think sadness was. So
yeah, yep. So cool. Okay.
So mine, my number five. My number five is Moana, an adventurous teenager sails out on a daring mission.
That's not Pixar.
Moana?
Moana's not Pixar.
How is Moana not Pixar?
Moana's Disney.
What?
Yeah. Katie! She's not in the other room. I don't know where she is. No, Moana's Disney. We'll edit this out.
Get out of here. How is it not Pixar?
Do we need to turn this into a Disney podcast?
No. Get out of here. It's not?
No, it's Disney.
Oh. That's why. I don't know. That's not why anything.
Do you have any others?
Dude, I have so many. It's not even funny.
Okay. Katie. Yeah? Is Moana a Pixar movie?
No. It's Disney animation.
It is. It just says... Yeah, it's not. I thought it was a Pixar movie. You know how sad
it's
that makes me?
It's that good.
It's that good. It's that good. I'm keeping it. It's my number five. You can suck it. That's how much I like it.
Okay. All right.
I mean, fine. If I got to take Moana out, my next would be... If I'm keeping the listing, my fifth would be then Onward.
Okay. So tell me about Onward.
So Onward is teenage elf brothers Ian and Barley embark on a magical quest to spend one more day with their late father. Like any good adventure, their journey is filled with cryptic maps, impossible obstacles, and unimaginable discoveries. But when dear mom finds out her sons are missing, she teams up with a legendary... Manticore, that's right, to bring her beloved boys back home. So I don't know, I love that movie. It was really good.
I want to watch
that again. Yeah, and again, it's that whole being a parent thing, like that idea of like having an hour to hang out with your kids, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's just a really good, fun, entertaining, great movie.
Yep. I think I want to watch that movie right now. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we only saw that in the theater. I don't think we've seen it again, and I don't know why.
Yeah, I think we've watched it a few times, but yeah, it's a good one for sure.
Yep. Yep. Cool. All right. You good?
I'm good, even though I screwed up the list. The rest of them I know are Pixar.
All right, we're good. All right. My number four is Coco. Coco tells the story of Miguel, a young boy who dreams of becoming a musician despite his family's ban on music. Through a magical journey to the land of the dead, he unravels the secrets of his family's past and learns the true meaning of love, tradition, and following one's passion. 2017. Yeah, this one... Yeah, this one... I love the whole... styling of this movie, it being Mexican themed, Day of the Dead themed, very, you know, I think it, I mean, I'm not Hispanic, but I feel like they really portrayed it beautifully, and I think from what I've heard of, you know, Mexican reviewers saying that, you know, people really liked this movie in that community.
Yep.
So it's just a beautiful movie.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure. Yeah. I think musically everything, it's a good one for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. The music is great. Go ahead.
Okay. So my number four is Up.
Yes.
Carl Fredrickson, a 78-year-old balloon salesman, is about to fulfill a lifelong dream. Tying thousands of balloons to his house, he flies away to South America, to South American wilderness. But curmudgeonly, Carl's worst nightmare comes true when he discovers a little boy named Russell in a is a stowaway aboard the balloon-powered house. Came out in 2009? I think, again, you know, it starts out really sad. It, you know, pulls on those heartstrings and then just takes you on a fun adventure with great characters. And it's one of the few Pixar movies that I can think of that, like, for me, like, there's no, like, music soundtrack. Like, that to me is always big for me when it comes to Pixar. Yeah. And that one, this one doesn't have it, but just, like, the story and all that. And visually, it's just a great, great film.
So. Yep. Yep, great story. Love it.
Okay. Did you hear the rumor that Carl's dead? That's what the whole story of Up is? And that Russell is an angel leading him into the afterlife?
I did hear something about that. Yeah.
Interesting. That is interesting. I don't know if any of that's true, but it's an interesting twist on the story for sure.
Yeah. But. Okay. All right, my number three is Wall-E. Wall-E, lonely waste-collecting robot on an abandoned Earth, discovers a new purpose when he meets a sleek robot named Eva and embarks on a thrilling journey across the galaxy. The film explores themes of environmental stewardship, the resilience of the human spirit, and the power of love and connection, all set against a visually stunning backdrop. 2008. I couldn't believe that. 2008.
I thought it was
15
older.
Years ago, 16 years ago.
Yeah, it felt older to me.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That is, it is one of one of the older ones. But yeah, this one I remember. You know, Katie and I had been married for about 3 years at this time, so it was one that, you know, just loved sitting next to my wife and holding her hand and watching. It was just a very beautiful movie. Yep, that's my number three.
Wall-E should have been an honorable mention. But for me, the problem with Wall-E is I didn't watch it until like earlier this year, or I guess in 2023. Oh, yeah. That was the first time I had seen it. I hadn't seen it until then, but it's a good one. And we've watched it a couple times since. But
yeah, great movie.
It's a great one for sure. It just doesn't have the same, I don't know. I just don't have this history, I guess, with it.
Yeah, so. That's true.
Okay, so number three for me is Soul. Joe is a middle school band teacher whose life hasn't quite gone the way he expected. His true passion is jazz, and he's good. But when he travels to another realm to help someone find their passion, he soon discovers what it means to have a soul. Mm-hmm. Came out in 2020, around the same time, I think, as Onward did. Yep. But... yeah, I think the story-wise, I like stories where they kind of talk about the afterlife, what that's like. To me, that's always interesting and an intriguing story, and I thought they did a really good job. And I really like the music. Even though I'm not a big jazz fan, I just love that idea of, like, getting lost in music, you know, because I find myself doing that every now and again, just kind of getting lost in music.
Oh, for sure. So
love Soul.
This is my take on Soul. The reason I didn't like it more, I think, is because I didn't see it in theaters. That came out on streaming. That came out on Disney Plus, right?
I think you're right. No, I think you're right, because it came out.
So for me, it didn't have an impact in my brain like a movie. Like, movies are like events. You know, going to a movie, you remember where you saw that movie. Like I do, for the most part. I remember where I saw each movie I saw.
Sure.
And when you see it in your living room, it's just like watching.
It doesn't have the same impact.
You get up and go to the bathroom, or, you know, I pause it, but like, it's not the same. Yeah, it's not the same delivery. So... Yeah, I think I want to watch Soul again too now. Yeah, I think I've only seen that the one time, maybe twice. But
okay,
how many times
have you seen it? I really like the storyline. I think I've seen it probably four three or four times at least.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I think the story is really good. I don't know. It's just a really, I just enjoy it a lot.
Yeah.
So
cool. All right. My number two is Up.
Ooh. Okay.
Up. Yeah. We talked about, you gave the synopsis of Up. Yeah, this one, I mean, again, obviously this was 2009. So, I wasn't a parent yet, but so for a movie to have me bawling in the first 5 minutes.
Sure. Yeah.
Back
yeah.
then, that was a big deal. I didn't cry in movies back then.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it got you, it hooked you. And, you know, you were just,
for sure,
you were just left dragging behind, you know, after you got attached to these characters and one of them dies, then you're just kind of like, you have to follow the rest of the story now too, because this guy just lost his wife, you know, spoiler alert, but
it came out in 2009. If they haven't seen it yet, it's on them.
Yeah. And yeah, every one of those characters is like, you know, you think about it, you got Doug, you got to help me with the names. You got the, what's the big bird's name? Kevin.
Kevin. Yep. Russell.
Russell.
Carl and Ellie.
Yeah. So like every one of those characters is just like very, you know, very, likable. So,
yep.
Love that movie. That's my number two.
Okay. My number two is Encanto. The Madrigals are an extraordinary family who live...
Encanto's not Pixar either.
Don't do this to me, Jay.
It's not.
Jay. Jay.
Because Encanto would have been very high for me, too.
It is just a Disney movie. Why do I suck at this? And this was my category that I picked.
Well, I mean, it is a blurry line, you know, because Disney owns Pixar. And in a lot
I
of
didn't
these
even,
animated movies,
honestly,
they're all
so good. Until you said that, I would have never, just because I assumed it's that computer-generated animated movie that it would have been.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Jay, what did I do? You're blowing my mind tonight. I swear it was. It's not though.
This will be fine. This will be fine. Tell me about
it. Still
Encanto.
Encanto's still my second favorite Pixar movie. It's that good. Mm-hmm. It transcends all.
It's a great movie.
Studios.
So when we do our Disney list, it's going to be in my top five too. I think. I don't know.
But do we have to do Disney cartoons? Like,
no.
We have to separate the two?
I mean, I don't think we have to, because there's really not that much stuff that's Disney Studios that's live action that's going to be in a top five, you know?
Star Wars,
I mean, that's Star Wars. You can't, I don't think you would call that Disney.
It's owned by Disney.
It's true. I mean, we'd have to get these parameters straight, but I think there's a way to do it.
Okay, so I'm still sticking with Encanto.
Yep.
I love it.
Yep.
I love the music. I love the animation. I love the plot, the story.
Yeah.
The characters are really good.
Yeah.
As a father of a young daughter, I've watched that movie a ton and have listened to that soundtrack a billion and a half times. So. And still enjoy it.
Yep. Yeah, I've been trying to get a copy of it on vinyl, the soundtrack. That's great.
Okay.
That's a great one.
Yeah, I don't... For some reason, I was thinking we had it, but I don't think we do have it on vinyl. But
yep.
It's a great Pixar movie.
It's the best Pixar movie. Second best Pixar movie.
Second best Pixar movie.
Okay.
Okay, my number one I do know is a Pixar.
Okay,
movie.
Good.
Okay, so don't
good.
Be too worried.
I have a feeling it's my number one also.
Nope.
It's not?
My number one is different than your number
one. How do you know? You don't know what my number one is.
I'm positive.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You're positive.
I'm positive.
Okay.
What's your number one? It's your turn.
Toy Story.
You mean Koi Story?
Koi Story.
Never mind. Sorry.
Toy Story follows the adventure of a group of toys led by Woody and Buzz Lightyear who come to life when humans aren't around. The series explores themes of friendship, loyalty, and the value of being true to oneself, all set within the imaginative world of a children's playthings. 1995 was the original. 1999 was 2. 2010 was Toy Story 3. And 2019 was Toy Story 4.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was 2019. I thought it was newer than that.
Yeah, so I'm going to just think about where I was in 1995. I remember seeing the first one in theaters, and I was 14 years old. It was a throwaway movie for me at the time.
Sure.
I remember liking it, thinking the animation was cool, thinking, you know, the funny parts were funny, but it was, you know, just another movie to me at that point.
Yep.
1999, I was a senior in high school. Guaranteed I didn't see Toy Story 2 in the theaters.
Sure.
2010, yeah, I was, you know, 30. I was 29 years old. So we weren't pregnant yet with Vivian. So, you know, we were just married at that point. So I'm not sure we would have saw Toy Story 3 in theaters. Maybe, you know, we were going to movies quite a bit then, so maybe we did.
Sure.
But 2019, when Toy Story 4 came out, we did not see it in the theater, but during COVID, we decided with that movie coming out on digital, I believe. Yeah, I think it did around that time anyway. We decided to do a Toy Story watch through with, you know, the family, Vivian, Katie, and I. And we fell in love with it. We started at the beginning, and then we watched Toy Story 4. I believe we watched all four of them on our home television. But, like, just loved it. Just finally really got it, you know, and just loved it. So, yeah.
Yep. Do you have a favorite of the four?
Of the movies?
Yeah.
I always have a lot of recency bias as long as the product is good. So I would say Toy Story 4 is probably my favorite.
Four.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm with you. Toy Story 4 is my favorite too. I like Toy Story 3. My least favorite is 2, probably. It's good, but
Yeah.
Of the four, it's my least favorite.
Yeah.
And the original's up there just because it's the original.
Yeah, I would say probably 4, 1, and then, yeah, coin toss on 2 or 3.
Yep.
Cool.
Okay. Yep, we don't have the same number one. Because you already said my number one. What do you think my number one is?
Finding Nemo?
Nope.
Coco. Yeah, yep. Nice.
My number one Pixar is Coco.
Yeah.
I love that movie. Yeah. I think visually it's stunning. I think it's one of the best looking Pixar movies. I love the plot, the story. The music is incredible. I mean, just, I don't know. I don't think there's a better Pixar movie. Yeah. I love that movie. And it's so underrated. Yeah. I don't know why it doesn't get the hype that other movies get or the accolades and celebrations that other one gets. But I love Coco. I thought it was great. Again, it's one that pulls on your heartstrings and, you know, kind of just reminds you of the importance of family and memory and tradition. And I don't know. I don't think there's a better Pixar movie. That's why it's number one for me.
Love it. Cool.
Which is surprising because I'm not somebody who always like is real big in tradition and that kind of stuff. But like after that movie, I was like, man, that I don't know, it just even changed kind of my worldview or perception of reality, sure. I guess. Yeah. So in history. But
I get that.
Yep.
Yep. I was very similar, I think. Cool.
Was it three for you? Was it number three for you?
Four.
Right?
It was four.
Four. Yep. Okay.
Yep. Yep. So number one, Toy Story for me. Number two, Up. Number three, Wall-E. Number four, Coco. Number five, Inside Out. What? List yes. yours again.
Well, I mean.
Wait, no, you don't have to. I won't make you.
Coco, Encanto, Soul, Up, and then Onward.
Love it.
Because I switched out Moana. Yep.
So I think what we, okay, so I think next week we should do a proper Disney high five.
Top five. Okay.
So let's.
And there's no limitations, any of anything Disney? Like, can you do Marvel and can you do Star Wars? Can you?
Well, I mean, are you thinking? We can decide this. I think we should leave those out because we should do a proper Star Wars and then we should do a proper okay. Marvel.
Okay.
I think we should do a, what is it? Disney. Katie, what is it called? Disney Studios. Nope, she's upstairs. Oh, yeah. I feel like there's a studio that, you know, started with, you know, like Mary Poppins and, yep. you know, that studio, that's what I would think we should do a top five.
Okay. There's a lot.
Yeah. So like.
It's a lot of movies.
Parent Trap, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Mary Poppins.
You're naming all live.
Right.
But your animation can be yes. in there, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, and then obviously you okay. get into, you know, Little Mermaid and Aladdin and all the way up to current
yep.
Moana.
Yep.
yep. Encanto.
Moana, my favorite Pixar.
And Hamilton.
Hamilton's on Disney.
It's on Disney Plus.
I know you watch it.
Yeah.
No, I know that.
But. No, I was just joking. I was just messing with you.
Throwing me right under that bus.
I know. It's because I love you.
I know. I can handle it.
So.
I'm not going to lie, though. I honestly had no idea those two
well,
movies
no, I mean,
were not Pixar.
I looked it up. I looked up Pixar movies.
I did too.
Your website sucked.
Well, I mean, I just didn't see them on there. Well, because it didn't like list it in order sure. or anything like that. It just was. I was scrolling for a while, and yeah. Now that I think about it, I don't remember seeing those yeah. on there. But
interesting.
It's because I knew I already had them on
you
my
just
list.
Had it in your so. Mind that they were. Hey,
I just had exactly. Mistake. I just had anything that was made from a you know in that kind of. Art frame was all yeah. Pixar. I didn't wasn't thinking that it wasn't Pixar. Yeah. So
I forgive you.
Thanks.
It'll make it a.
You want to know we could also do a fun yeah. Top five Pixar minis series
oh,
like the shorts.
Yeah.
There's some good Pixar shorts.
Yeah, we could do that sometime. Yep, I'd be good with that.
There's so many things we yep. can do.
Yep. And we shall.
Okay, so that means we can throw the teaser out of next week being top
yeah,
five Disney.
I think so. Yeah, we don't often do this. We normally talk about it amongst nope. ourselves and decide, but I think it's only right. You've whetted my appetite of Disney movies.
Yeah, that's going to be yeah. hard. Pixar
it's
was hard enough.
Very hard.
But
I'm going to.
With the number of films, it's crazy.
I have a feeling we'll probably get a special guest or two that will want to be heard. So
yep.
you're welcome to invite anybody on your end as well if you want for an answer
okay.
or two.
Yep.
Cool. Well, yep. what's your weekend look like?
I'm going to try to work on the basement.
Cool. Okay. Drywall?
Do some... Yep.
Love it. I do not love it. I hate drywall.
I don't either.
It's terrible.
I don't either, but I keep putting it off and delaying it, but I got to get it done. So
we got a baby shower out in Grand Haven for Katie's brother and sister-in-law. I believe it's a women's only, so I'm going to hang out with Shane Force on Saturday.
Oh,
he nice. Reached out to me a couple days ago and asked me how I was doing, and I said, I've been good, and I'm going to be in Grand Haven. What are you doing? So
nice.
Yeah.
Fun times. Yeah. Tell him I say hi.
I will do that. He might be a listener of this podcast, like, of people I know that have listened to, like, my old podcasts and other things that, like, Scott's worked on and stuff before. Like, Shane's been a pretty solid follower of audio. So, hey, Shane, how you doing, buddy? Hey, Shane.
Got a lot of time on the road,
Shane,
right?
From the future. How you doing?
He's got to entertain himself on those planes.
Yeah. Love it. Cool. All right.
Okay.
Well, it's good chatting with you.
That's it for this week.
And that's another episode of the High Five Podcast. Remember, five is just the starting point, not the limit, guiding us through another labyrinth of favorites with a few extra twists. Catch us next week for more adventures in counting and beyond. Until then, a high five from Jay and Caleb to you. See you next time.